It is Monday, June 27th. I'm Dean Shereski. Welcome to Ideas and Thoughts of an EdTech, Episode 4. This is sort of one of these spur-of-the-moment podcasts I'm going to put together. I'm constantly trying to find out what works best, what doesn't, so we'll give this one a shot. One of the things I wanted to actually test out with this particular podcast is how long does it actually take for me to sort of start with the idea of the podcast, get my thoughts together on that, although that's hard to define because it happens over a long period of time, but at least from the time I turn on my recorder and record the podcast, do whatever editing I had to do, and actually have it ready for upload. So I'm going to test that out, and I'll place that time it took in the blog entry, so you can see how long it took me to actually prepare this podcast. I called this podcast "The Guy with the Truck," and the reason I've called it that is that's the analogy that my wife has used to refer to me recently in regards to whatever technical skills that I possess. And the reason for it is, do you ever have a friend or know somebody who's got a truck? And the guy with the truck is always the guy that you phone when you need to clean out your garage, or you got to move something, or you need a hand with something. And so if you own a truck, you know that you're going to be lending out that truck to every neighbor and friend that you have. And so the same with me and my technical skills is that I sort of am the guy that's called, and a lot of you that are listening know of what I speak, that you're the guy that gets called to go over to their house and fix their computer. I get asked out for coffee to people's houses a lot, and then under the guise of pure social interaction, when it in fact turns out to be an opportunity to have a look at their computer and see if I could fix something on it. Well, so I've been experiencing a lot of that lately, which is fine. I actually don't mind it, and it gives me a chance to talk to, you know, even people that aren't educators about the things that I do and the things that I'm involved with. So but that was just an analogy my wife was referred to me the last little while. So I guess I'm the guy with the truck here. So I just wanted to share that little thought with you today as well. I want to look at what's coming up in the summer here. I don't know, because I'm pretty new to the blogosphere, probably only about 5 or 6 months into it, so I haven't actually done a whole year. I don't know what happens to the blogosphere over the summer for educators especially. Is it, I've noticed that, especially with my American colleagues, that a lot of you have, you know, school's wrapped up for you for at least, you know, a couple, 2-3 weeks for some of you. We still here have a few more days of official work. We go right to June 30th. That's right. We do. So we have a few more days yet of work to put in. And my job in particular really goes right till then anyways, but that's fine. But I don't know, what's going to happen in the summer. I see a few of people who had been posting fairly regularly haven't been posting, which is fine. I think it's great that people take a breather from it, but I'm not sure what I'll do this summer, whether I'll probably put the occasional post down, maybe put together a podcast or two, I don't know, but I'm curious to see what will happen over the summer. Anyways, I do have a few things on the go. One of the, I just actually finished a project for my daughter's high school graduation. I was charged, again, as the guy with the truck, to put together a bit of a DVD presentation, and we did something kind of neat this year that I don't know that, I think most of the, or a lot of graduating classes do the traditional slideshow with baby pictures and whatnot. We did try to do something a little bit different to that. She graduated from a small class of about, there's only 28 kids or so in her graduating class, but we did, we asked parents to provide us with old video of their kids as you know, whatever they chose, and we included it that in with the pictures. So I did for each kid about, you know, a montage of about 45 seconds, of which included 15 or 20 seconds of sort of video of the kids from anywhere from when they were, you know, 3 years old to, you know, some more recent stuff. But that was kind of an interesting project and very well received. So that was a neat one. And I have a few other video projects that I'll be working on as well. I do have a workshop planned for August called How to Make Your Home Movies Worth Watching or something to that effect. And just helping teachers with getting into video editing, but you know, trying to help them deal with the idea of producing video that is interesting to watch. And my strong belief is that if teachers can engage in technology in very personal ways, that it's more likely that it will spill over to students in their classrooms. So as a way to sort of entice them personally, I'm certainly looking for the impact that it may have on students. So I have that on the go. I also have a pile of books that I have ordered the last month that I'm reading. I've read a couple of them already. I'm into a few of them. And this is interesting because most of these, if not, I think all of these books that I've chosen have been books that I've picked up via my RSS feeds and different books that have been mentioned and talked about, and I thought, well, I better get going on reading. And so for me, who's, I wouldn't consider myself a real great reader for the most part, especially print, but this has been certainly a renewed interest of mine because of RSS and listening to all and reading all of you folks and the good writing that happens out on the blogosphere. So I've got on my desk right now, it just came in the door, The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman, which is, I think it's on the New York Times bestseller list, so that's one I'm certainly wanting to read, which I know a lot of you have read, but looks really interesting. I'm in the middle of The Myth of Laziness by Mel Levine. It's been around for a little while, that book, but one I'm interested in on looking at kids and what he describes as output problems that they have, and it looks... It deals a lot with writing and that, so I'm interested in that one. I also got David Warlick's book right here, Classroom Blogging, which is a brand new book he's got out. I'm you know, probably plan to use that more as a reference book in some of the things that I do, but I think it's a good handy one to have. I just finished a short book last week called Coach by Michael Lewis. And just, again, it was only about a 100-page book, but a nice little story about a high school baseball coach in New Orleans who really is experiencing problems in generations. He's been coaching at the school for probably 30 years, and he's now being introduced to parents who don't take kindly to his ways and methods, which the writer describes as being very effective and powerful, but... with today's parents and attitudes, they don't take well to it, take kindly to his approach. So, just a short read, but you know, thought-provoking kind of stuff in it. And I'm not even sure I've processed all of the ideas in it yet. What else? I thought I had another book on the go. Perhaps I don't. I think I got enough. I think I'm good. So I'm looking forward to reading those books and. And there's some more out there that I want to, but I guess I better get at these ones before I tackle any more reading. So I've got that, and finally, I'm part of the EdTech Posse, which Rob Wall, Alec Horse, and Rick Schwier are members of, and we did one podcast, three of us did a podcast, and Rob did a podcast last week just to sort of keep the momentum going, and we're planning one on Thursday. June 30th, I believe. And so I don't know what we'll do with that, but it's just sort of a neat project to be involved with educators talking about issues. And then the neat part about this one, I think, is, of course, that we have such a wide range of educators from higher education to, you know, right down to K-12 people. So trying to keep those ideas on education together is something that I think is interesting. So I'm excited about that. So that's kind of just what's up for the summer, and I'm going to close now because I see my timer just about, it'll be over 10 minutes time. I put all the little music in there, and I don't even know if how I feel about that music stuff. I'm trying to play with it, so it might, maybe it's annoying, I don't know, but anyways, I'm going to go with it for a while until I feel that it's different, and hey, I'm open to criticism, and people have ideas about the way it should be done, hey, I'll listen to you anytime. So that's it for now. That's episode 4 of Ideas and Thoughts of an EdTech. Have a great day.